Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, and this is our Sunday edition, and as we head, it's the final week of elections coming up, early voting, the final early voting week. This is going to be called Election Headquarters from now on. Today's show, Wednesday show, following Sunday, a week from today's show, and the wrap up the week after that, because Election Day is 9 days away. And the good news is that in the state of Florida, based on returns that's coming in, on the ballots that are coming in, and what's casting on votes based on party alignment, the Republican Party, Ron DeSantis, Val Demings, is losing to Marco Rubio, and Ron DeSantis is beating Charlie Crist by at least 50,000 votes early, based on information coming in. There's 50,000 more Republican ballots that have come in than Democrats so far, based on early returns. So don't forget, there's a 300,000-400,000 registration lead in the state of Florida of Republicans over Democrats. So we're going to see, it's almost physically, scientifically impossible, unless there's tremendous crossover and they're not going to get any, that any Democrat's going to win in the state of Florida on the statewide election. So you should see Senator Rubio should win, a real senator, by the way, not someone by the name of a senator, but a real senator, Senator Marco Rubio. And you got the Charlie Crist demise from public service with Governor DeSantis going to soundly defeat Charlie Crist by at least 10 points, we predict. And that'll be the end of Charlie Crist's political career. So we don't have to worry about which party he's going to be on next or which direction he's going on next. But we did get him out of Congress, which is a good thing, because CD-13 is going to be held by a Republican this time around with Luna. So that's a big thing there. Now, before I bring on my co-host, we got some things working on. My good friend out of New York, former police commissioner, Bernie Couric, spoke today, and he mentioned about the only way Democrats are going to win anywhere in the country is if they cheat, based on information he's getting. Bernie Couric, former police commissioner, Bill Bratton, and myself, also that's the team coming in after the night. That's our team down here to make Broward County safe again. And that's going to be official come around the 9th or 10th. And that you'll hear it soon. Anyway, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I'm tired. Busy day. Happy we're doing the show. And the elections are coming to the end. No more commercials.
Yeah, it's
going to be a red wave. Okay, and
it's gonna be a tsunami. There's states that nobody thought would be in play, like if Patty Murray could lose her seat in Washington, or in Oregon.
What's the inside polls on Patty Murray and the Republican?
About a toss up. 2 points difference. Republican may be in the lead by 2 points in a state that's predominantly blue. Not an indication of a red wave is when you got Hochul now down by 5 in New York. And like Bernie Couric said, and he knows it pretty well, because that's a former New York City NYPD police commissioner, New York City police commissioner, along with Bill Bracken, both said the same thing. The only way the Democrats can win New York is if they cheat. And they're not going to, because the election integrity teams are there. And and those two are right now working hand in hand with the teams down here and elsewhere around the country to make sure that there's no steal.
In Pennsylvania.
250,000 ballots that were mailed out to unverified people have been disqualified. And turned into the burner, basically. We destroyed them because if they're not verified as legit, they will be destroyed and not counted, and that's what they did.
That's excellent.
We are not going to have to steal again.
They've been having debates in Connecticut.
Not all are doing dates.
I'm still looking for the Schumer opinion debate.
I don't think I didn't see it. I don't know if they did or not. There's nowhere to be found.
Doesn't want to debate. How's Dixon doing against?
She's up. Whitmer's with Obama at a rally in Michigan, and when Obama came on staff, there was chanting, and we got the video. And this is interesting because we got the video of that actually happening, and they were chanting, "Fuck Joe Biden, let's go Brandon, fuck Joe Biden, let's go Brandon," and you see Obama going nutsy on there. And he went absolutely crazy because the whole, in unison, all whatever amount of people are doing and chanting straight up, fuck Joe Biden, let's go Brandon, that type of
thing.
They
want them gone. They want all of them gone.
And the same thing happened in Wisconsin. But what's unique was that Facebook said it was false information. I sent a note to Facebook, watch the video. It's real. Watch the video. You can't stop the truth unless you want to go bankrupt and go and lose your company. And you know what? They let it go. They let it because they just. I had it up there for Bernie's Bernie Sancerik, a friend of ours, Bernie, Bernard Sancerik. He used to run, he ran for Congress at one time. He's a good friend, you know, and a bunch of others. We all had it up there. And we got that through Red State.
You can't say that. That was real. Okay? This is no Hillary Wag the Dog. Okay?
No.
We didn't get a producer, a director, and a filmmaker to create it. Okay? It was real. Okay? It's not like January 6th.
Yeah, you know, and they were trying, and I'm going to tell you, because talk about January 6th. Well, okay, first of all, our prayers do go out to Paul Pelosi. Nobody should get hit.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. More news came out that there was a third person there.
The San Francisco Police Department is changing stories every 5 minutes because as information coming out about things, they start to change things around to try and protect the Democrats because it's all about
not protect the Democrat goons.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, that's what that area is.
And Nancy Pelosi cannot control the police department.
That's what she's trying to do. But the bottom line is this. One, first of all, if there was a break-in, why is the glass outside, not inside? If you're breaking in, you break the glass, it goes inside the house. The glass is on the outside, number one. Number two is why they found both participants.
In underwear or with hammers.
In underwear. Fighting over a hammer, supposedly.
There was a third person, possibly.
This is a cross between Smollett and Gilliam type of situation.
What is Paul Pelosi into?
I don't know Pelosi. I think Paul Pelosi.
I don't know what happened. I think he's into that dark shit, you know?
Yeah, probably. You know,
getting whipped and beaten, man. And the hammer, for some reason, something happened, and he got hurt, okay?
Pelosi's husband is an addict. I think he's the chemical imbalance because of the addiction, alcohol and drugs, whatever else he's using, has created him.
They got something going on in that house, man. Down in that basement with shit. I'm telling
you. If you have several hundred thousand dollars worth of refrigerators downstairs in that mansion, with full of ice cream and other stuff, why don't they have a security system? If she is the third person, you know, Nancy Pelosi is third in line to be president.
They do. He's into shit. Okay, it's all a bunch of lies. His is kinky stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, you know.
Whatever it is, he got caught. Something happened. He got hurt from it, and it just blew wide open. And nobody believes their bullshit story. Okay,
the media is trying to say, well, this is a further extension. Jason, no. First of all, the guy in there is a left winger, number one, and he was mentally incompetent anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And he was a left winger, anyhow. It's all kinds of crazy shit.
I got a better question. Do you think those people in there were Secret Service and they were screwing around with him?
No, I don't know. But according to the neighbors that live around there, is that there are a lot. According to the neighbors, there are a lot of drugs and all kinds of prostitutes and other stuff coming in and out of that house for years.
Well, she's not home, and she don't put out, so he does kinky shit.
Yeah. To each his own, so to speak. But do not put
this
garbage.
The daughter knows something about this too.
The daughter's the Pelosi family is a okay.
Did
you want to backtrack Pelosi's family?
I got a better thought. Did the daughter film it?
I don't know, but if you want to backtrack the Pelosi family, you might also open up with the thief and the Godfather, because the justice, their mob, it goes into the Newsom family and all the other stuff. They're connected.
Where did they get the money to buy the vineyard?
This is all organized crime, and they've been going up for years. Anyone that lives in California knows that the Pelosi family, the Newsom family, which are tied together, and the whole area is all tied together, organized drugs, alcohol, and everything
else. That's right. The tentacles spread around. Okay? It's just kinky. It'll come at the truth. It always does.
We already call you Smollett Part 2.0. That's what we're calling you, Smollett 2.0.
Yeah, they're calling on the net.
And the Democrats, the communists, because they're no longer Democrats, they're communists, are trying to create this to J6, but the J6 was orchestrated by the criminal itself, Nancy Pelosi. So this whole thing is set up to try and destroy MAGA and Trump and all that stuff.
It's destroying herself. It's backlashing all over her. Okay? She's doing her scotch somewhere. She's hiding.
She's
not even with her husband. Okay?
And about a week or two ago, she says, we cannot talk about, she warned people, do not talk about inflation. Change the subject. So this is what happened. So she changed the subject. But once everybody goes to fill up the, before, this is what we're telling everybody now.
Inflation's still there. He's on the back page already.
Early voting continues tomorrow, all of this week until Sunday. In New York, for the first time, they got early voting starts tomorrow. I'm asking everybody, before you get to the poll, take your car, go to the gas station.
New York has early voting the first time?
Yes, starting tomorrow.
Ah, shit. Okay.
They only have a week. But the thing is, before you get to the polls, go fill up your car, go fill up everything, go shopping and stuff like that, and then you see all the price in it, and just remember, just two short years ago, gas was $1.80, groceries were half the price.
Fill up your house this week, folks, because once the tsunami happens, those reserves, those 410 million barrels, they're going to be disappearing really fast. They're going to, whatever they have to do for the next 2 months, they're going to do it because they are slime. So stock up on everything because the prices are going to jack up really fast. They're going to be so pissed off that they lost, and you know they're going to have a tantrum about it. So they're going to zip it right to us.
Now I'm going to tell you, this is what Bernie Kurek says. When you go to the polls, especially in New York tomorrow and every day since, bring 10, 20, 30, 40 people in there, both for Lee Zeldin, both for your security. Remember, it's not just the inflation and the price of the store and the gas. It's the fact that New York crime rates are very high and skyrocketing. You can't ride the train. You can't walk the streets in New York City without worrying
getting hit. Mugged, hammered, bludgeoned, or shot. And you see it on the news all the time. You're not missing it. It's there.
And according
to Hoko, what crime? There's no crime.
Vote for your safety, for the safety of the family. Vote Republican straight down. It's not just New York. It's all over the country. Open borders, drugs coming in, fentanyl killing people left and right. All, you know, they just, yesterday they seized over 1.1 million pounds of fentanyl and the Arizona border with Mexico. I mean, this is, that's enough to kill everybody in this country 10 times over. Get rid of this stuff. One of the things we promised down here, and we're going to do this after everything gets in place after the election, is the fact that we're going to, in the Tri-County, in the four counties, Palm Beach County, Broward County, Miami-Dade County, and Monroe County, the four South County, South Florida counties down here on the East Coast, we are going, we have a task force set up, and we're going to close and get rid of all the drug dealers and the enablers, and we're going to put them in the prison cell, and they'll be tried and as serial killers. And then in 2 to 3 years down the line, whatever the house, not 12 years, they will be executed. And that'll be the end of that. And if we get that word out, that if you sell drugs, you're going to for the death penalty and you'll be executed, I guarantee you the drug trade down here in South Florida will end. And maybe some people's lives will be saved, hundreds of thousands maybe, including a little baby. The point is, this is how it's going to be done, and we're going to do that. And with the task force that we formed with Bernie and with Bill Bratton and myself and others, we're going to make sure that this happens. So that's another thing. So when you get out and vote for your family, plus you got to vote for school safety, and you got to vote for something else. Make sure that you as a parent have parental rights to your kids, whether it's New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., and here in Florida. The parental rights law, every state wants it. What's your comment?
If anybody has a comment to tell us, call us at 515-602-9657 and join the conversation.
Right now, one of the biggest things going on is the immunization of our children by the Democrats and their policies. Yeah. They literally want to rip apart your little boy's penises and your little girl's breasts to become something they're not. They support it, they push it, and they're doing it. In fact, them and their allies, the teachers union and the teachers, don't tell your parents about our discussing agenda and how you know, don't tell them. We'll do it anyway. And that's what they're doing. And that's why every parent in this country got involved with
the union. Sue the United Federation of Teachers. Sue the union in Illinois. Sue all these giant teacher unions. You see how fast they'll have a change.
Whether it be in Connecticut or Broward County or Rhode Island or California, Arizona, and Texas, any place you go, anyone that suggests that their kids should change sexes, sue the teachers, you sue the school, file criminal charges because that's assault and it's child abuse. They should be put in prison, not just by it. That is wrong. Nobody.
Back in the 50s, 1950s, you remember that?
Were there
transgender people who just were unhappy being in the body that they were in?
No, if they were, it's very rare at all. Most of the time, it's not. Every once in a while, you might see something. But most of the time, the parents are parents, and they teach the kids, their own kids, to be comfortable in their own skin. That's a big problem in this country.
How about women wanting to be with other women? Was it a big thing back in the 50s?
Not really. It's taboo. If you believe in religion, if you believe in the church, if you believe in Christianity or something in that nature, it's a sin. If you believe in God, you shouldn't be.
There a lot of gay couples in the 50s?
No, not really. The gay community as a whole is less than 1%. Everything else is indoctrination, recruitment, and everything else. That's why they do it. And they started in the 60s, 70s with my two dads and my two moms and all that type of stuff. We were fighting that since the 60s, 70s to get these books. They want to put these books in the school. We've been trying to kick them out because they're indoctrinating kids. Nobody's born gay. And there's no such thing as a gay gene. Scientific fact. Same thing that there's no such thing as global warming. It's called weather. And there's no such thing as, if you believe in science, you must understand that life begins at conception. Life begins when the sperm hits the egg at conception. If you believe in science, you have to believe on the others. Science shows that there is no such thing as global climate change. It's called weather. And it runs in cycles. And that's what happens. We need to focus. See, the Green New Deal, that's what's one of the things that's destroying this country and the world right now. It's part of the communist takeover by them. That's what they want. They want the government to run everything. And that's what they use the Green New Deal.
Because in the 50s, divorce was not really a huge happening.
Divorce rate in the 50s like 10%, 20%. Right now it's like 70%
in
some areas.
Really high now. Why are people so ready to jump to that? They jumped into it. They loved each other at one time.
Because they're scared of pure love. They run from it. And a lot of people don't understand what love means. And a lot of people see, love is something that you don't promote every single day with pictures and stuff like that. That means if you continue, that's not how it works. It's spiritual. And
people
it's inside the heart and soul.
So easily, and they just don't want to be.
They refuse to fight.
Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin, I don't know what happened there. They wanted a divorce. And then all of a sudden, they figured it out and they got back together.
Right. Sometimes you need a little time away from each other because you're overabundant. But
right.
Those things happen.
I mean, why is Tom Brady and his wife getting divorced?
It's affecting his football.
I mean,
you know
what you're getting when you get married. You do, or you're just blind as shit. Okay? And then all of a sudden, they want to be with somebody else. Why is that? What do you think is going to happen?
When you're playing with people's history, it affects everything else that's around them.
They plan this wedding and they get married and then they have children and then they fall apart. What the hell?
Something happens. It's not that they don't fall out of love. It's that something happens and they want to get away from each other.
No, money is not about
love. If you really
love
somebody
inside
you, it always will be.
Money is just money. You know what I mean?
It's not about money. With Tom Brady, it's not about money. I think it's about she wants him to stop traveling and doing things and pretend she's afraid that he's going to get hurt and concussions and stuff. But she's seen ball players with all kinds of different injuries.
But getting a divorce is not the answer. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think that's what that is.
It's like married to a cop. You know that a policeman goes out and puts their life on the line, okay? And you know it. You have to be totally stupid not to know that. So you have to know what you're marrying. So if they're in sports, you have to know what you're marrying. There's always
football.
That moment that you can't get hurt. You know what? You can step off the sidewalk crossing the street and still have the life for you, and yet a car can still come and hit you and kill you. I mean, that is just life. You have no control over those things. But if you love someone, you married them, you love them, and you created this whole awesome life, what the heck? Why throw it in the garbage? Because he's not ready to stop. Okay? He's just not. He doesn't know what he's going to do with his life if he doesn't do football.
The thing is, he could be in commentary and stuff like that, do commercials for stuff like, you know,
really
like
good.
The Mannix stuff. But Tom Brady right now has a lot more of this dissension in the team, too, and with Tampa right now. And they're not playing up to par, and it's just crazy right now.
He said, I'm retiring. It's time. I want to just go and have a life.
A grunt.
And that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well.
And he's not married, and he doesn't have children. He said, it's time. Okay, Derek Jeter said, it's time to stop. I just want to have a life. Okay, I did my thing. Okay? And he got married. He had three kids. And he stopped. He just wants to be.
But he's,
you know,
still in the business somewhat. But the thing is, you gotta have support and moral support. And sometimes,
you know,
people don't see the support they get.
Well.
Anyway, let's continue with some.
That's what that partnership is about: total give and take support.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, somebody loves.
And it's not anybody's business about a relationship because it's their relationship. It's private.
When
okay?
somebody loves
someone. If you get married, or you're in this deep, loving relationship, maybe it's common law, it's your business, nobody else's. But if you're going to be in that, you need to understand that you have to support each other and their dreams and their expectations. Okay.
Let's switch. We're gonna end this conversation in a second. But when you love,
when you love someone,
and you really truly love them, you'll take all the hits and all the attacks and everything else, and you continue to fight and support that person that you truly love, no matter how much, the virtual comes back at you, because that love in there, sooner or later, the person that you love will figure it out. But the point is, you continue to drive for that person and support that person.
It takes a lot of courage. You got to support their needs, wants, and desires. It's not about you.
The only person the only ones that hate your support and love coming at to us so much, the one that wants to destroy that person in the first place, and it's the enemy of the person, because they don't want that person to get the love they need, so they start looking up, so they can control that person.
And it's still their business. And nobody else's.
But anyway, let's move on to a different topic.
Anyway, let's move on.
Like we started to say, yesterday there was a gigantic rally in New York with Lee Zeldin and the best governor in the world, Ron DeSantis. And it looked like a Trump rally. Thousands of people out there and giving out hats and everything else like they do in the Trump rally. People are partying, so to speak. And they're all there, and he's great. And the country's, and DeSantis also made a surprise appearance at Luke Perry country, he's a country singer, and Perry introduced him, DeSantis, and we're amongst 20,000 people, and he got a standing ovation, screaming and everything else. Of course, he comes out throwing hats and stuff like that, playing his theme song, DeSantis' theme song that he has. Then you got, so they're running good, and it's really interesting, the crowds and stuff, and the support that Lee Zeldin and the Republicans are getting in New York.
Did Ron DeSantis' speech at that rally yesterday in New York, where he was total support for Lee Zeldin, was one of his best communications that I've ever heard him express.
He's also been going around, him, Ted Cruz, and a bunch of others have been going around the country supporting other Republican candidates He's able to do that because of the large league here in South Florida, but here in Florida. Right now, like I said, DeSantis has about a 15-point lead in every polling out there. And Marco Rubio's around 14 points.
You made a very interesting point about Rhett, how they all came down here from New York. In tons.
It drove off the prices because of demand.
Right. And that is why the price is so high.
He said
$3,000, anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 for a two bedroom. That is insane. It's just insane.
It is. That's why you got both police Elder to win New York so they could get rid of all the garbage up there and people start staying
people
in New York and lower the prices.
They're New Yorkers. They're dug in. They don't want to leave, but they have no hope. And they don't want to die. So they need it better. They need it to be really better. And Hochul and Adams and Ayok and Schumer and all the other blacks. They need to be voted out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
looks like Stacey Abrams is going to lose again. She's down by 10 now. Walker's up by 5 in Georgia.
Yes.
And we talked about crime surging around the country.
That's right. Arizona kicking butt. Pennsylvania.
Trump endorsed candidate for governor. Barely is leading in Illinois, Wapriska, and that's a
Tudor
big
Dixon
one.
Tudor Dixon against Whitmer is winning. Mastriano against Shapiro is winning.
And, of course, we had the podcast, which I took from Dick Morris, with the headline of the Morris predicts the demise of the Democrats.
The extinction of the Democrat Party.
The extinction of the Democrat Party. I call it the demise of the Democrat Party.
Any feedback coming out of Connecticut with Blumenthal?
He's down, but I don't know how much. He could be down by 2 points, 3 points. The whole Northeast is flipping. What used to be a deep blue area is now purple, maybe
red.
Yeah.
You know what? New England used to be a tough, even since the Founding Fathers days, okay? New England was more middle to left. It's changed.
Yes.
Much.
Also, looks like Laxalt is going to win the Senate seat in Nevada. All the pundits are now saying that the Republicans are going to pick up and going to defeat Kelly in Arizona.
Good.
Masters is going to win that one. They're now saying that Walker's going to win Georgia, and Laxalt is going to win Nevada. That's three.
So
three.
And Schumer, how's Pinney?
Schumer's in trouble, but we don't know. We don't know anything coming out of that. It's kind of close in it. But there's waves as big as ridiculous in New York. Schumer's done, and so is Ayok.
Thank God. So we will know November 8th unless they putz around.
We'll know November. You'll know by 9:30. New York polls are closed at 9 o'clock. You'll know by 9:30.
Because I don't trust Fox for nothing.
No. Well, Newsmax, RSPN is going to be on. Newsmax is going to be on. We'll be dealing with it after I get done from work, we'll be able to.
How many governors
I'm not
do you
sure.
think we're going to take?
I think they're talking
York,
about five or six.
Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada. That's four.
Georgia,
Kemp said he's jumping on
the
bandwagon.
Yeah, Kemp is winning.
That is what we need they're going to rescind the 2020 election. That's what we need.
We got all of it. Yeah. In the meantime, we got other stuff to talk about. In D.C., there's an elementary teacher that elementary school board said, tell the teacher that says, tell the kids, you got this guy, this male teacher, well, he's pregnant. That's sick.
Girl.
And we're asking for the arrest of that thing. First of all, it's a woman, not a man. Fuck the transgender. Transgenderism is a mental illness.
What is wrong with these people? What, so they can have a hook on?
Yeah. No.
Psychotic. And how did you get a job?
That's another reason why you have to vote Republican. If you support your children, if you support your little boy, if you support your little girl, and you want to take them to school, you make sure that they're being taught reading, writing, arithmetic, and not this all this garbage. That's what's on stake. Your children's lives are at stake. Your children's lives are at stake. You cannot allow a Democrat anywhere, whether it be school board, local elections, Congress, governor, anything. You cannot allow a Democrat in office because they will take your children and mutilate them. That's what they plan on doing, literally.
Their minds, their bodies.
Now, we got a financial statement the other day came across our desk of BSO, how much it cost. That's BSO's Broward Sheriff's Office. How much it cost to protect and take care of Nicholas Cruz since 2018 in this case. It came out as $2.6 million, and that's not through the extras. We have another case that's also in the same time frame as Cruz, and it's costing us over $5 million. We should do this case. It should never be done. What happened to the speedy trial? This should have been a year, 2 years max period. If you get 2018 cases on your docket still, something is definitely wrong with the in the courthouse, in jurisprudence in this case, in the state. It's wrong. We can't afford, American taxpayers cannot afford to pay for these things. A case for four, five, 6 years, it doesn't work. This has got to stop. And any judge that deliberately delays things, whatever reason, and doesn't follow jurisprudence, should be fired immediately, because that's not what they signed up for. And there are good judges out there that will not allow these lawyers to delay the inevitable and start getting these trials done and done it right. And yes, with Nicholas Cruz, there were some incidents and stuff like that, but you got to remember, in Broward County, it's a left-wing area. It tends to be so they kind of lax on stuff. But again, one of the things that the team is going to do after the ninth is re-insecure this course, the judicial system in Broward County, in the Tri-County area, to make things smoother, better, and secure, to save lives and get these cases done properly. Now, Fetterman is tanking. He's down by 5 to 10 points now. Obama's around doing things, and Biden will say that Fetterman doesn't even want to be hanging around with Obama and Biden because it's bad vibes, so to speak. And anyway, did speaking, Fetterman doesn't speak. Any comment?
Well, let's see. Biden don't know which way he's going. Obama's a hoodlum. And Fetterman, you know, he's in a bad way from that stroke. His recovery as far as I see, it's not good. He needs rehabilitation. Maybe this is the best he'll ever be. Nobody really knows. He knows.
We're not attacking his disability.
Tender love and care. It has nothing to do with business. This is personal. He needs tender love and care.
Right. And
being stressed out and manipulated and caked on, okay?
That's because his wife is power hungry.
About winning an election is not good for his health.
The right move after his stroke was to step down and let the governor appoint someone else take his place.
Exactly.
That would have been the right move, or the one that he beat to take his place. The point is, his wife is egging him on to do this, and his wife, just like Jill Biden, is money hungry and power hungry. And they don't
care
about...
They have money.
No.
The family's wealthy. What's the difference?
I think it's about power. But the thing is that the one that's getting hurt most...
And she's going to lose him. Because
the one person that's getting hurt the most is Benjamin. And because...
I'm going to tell you something. His parents have the money. If he dies, God forbid, she gets nothing.
I
want to
tell you something. And the thing is, we wish him well. We always did.
He's substance. He's not a symbolism. It's not about our money.
He's being abused by the Democrat Party and his wife. So that's what's happening there. All about the power.
Right. So he has a disability, and they don't really give a shit.
They never do. When push comes to shove, the Democrats never care about anyone. They use the black community support. They don't do anything for them. They use people with disability support. They don't do anything for them. Americans with Disability Act is a Republican act. That's all they do.
They use their families as poor, their kids, everybody. They just spat. It's not family. That's not caring. That's not love.
Yep. You can speak for somebody for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or a half hour with disability. But then if you leave and don't do a damn thing, that's what's going to be. That doesn't work.
Do you know how old that Fetterman is?
I think in the 40s. 40s or 50s.
Don't you think that's really young to have a stroke?
No. I talk to thousands of people every week, and there are people with all kinds of medical conditions around. And some are young, some are old. It doesn't matter. If you don't take care of yourself, things happen.
Do you think stress brought on his stroke?
Excuse me?
Do you think stress and bad eating brought on his stroke?
Maybe weight too. I don't know. It could be drugs too. I don't know. And I have no idea what brought it on. The only one that knows or should know is him and his doctor.
His doctor should be talking to him. You know,
and he should be listening to his doctor. But, you know, some people don't listen to their doctors. Instead, they listen to a doctor that sometimes people listen to the doctors they want to hear and not listen to the real doctors that can help and prevent things from happening.
Are they good asshole doctors that do what they want them to do for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
no, we got about
that.
We got
about that. I hope he gets better. I do.
Okay. Now we got a few minutes left. I just want to get everybody to understand something.
Tomorrow's
this
Halloween.
Election. Yes, but okay. Be very careful when you do Halloween. Make sure your surroundings and double and triple check everything
don't
that you get.
Don't go alone.
Candy.
Don't touch the candy until mommy and daddy look at it.
Make sure it's sealed.
Right. Well.
Don't get anything loose. Make sure it's sealed.
Okay, because we're living crazy times.
And you don't know if it's fentanyl related.
Don't go into anybody's home.
No. When you go trick or treat, knock the door, stay at the door. Do not come in or go in.
Make sure you're with a big group of friends.
My body system people.
Okay, a couple of kids, not just two anymore. And maybe adults should be with them too. When we used to take our son trick or treating, we were there.
Yeah, we went. He got like 3 bags of candies and stuff, and then they had
We went to Red Ridge. Went to Red Ridge. That place is huge.
And the fact they had what they do is they have a little party. I don't think they do it this time around, but they had a little party in the pool area,
and
then you go and do. Yeah, they had s'mores and other stuff and hot dogs and things and the cotton candy and stuff with the kids.
I remember. But I'm saying when you go out, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't talk to strangers. Don't get in people's cars. Watch who's following you. Don't take bad candy. Don't touch the candy until mom and dad. And even if you're a teenager, be smart. There's a federal
I'm
going to
tell you something.
If
you live in Chicago, if you live in New York, if you live in higher crime areas, all run by Democrats, be very careful where you go. You might be better off just buying a bag of candy for the kids and not go trick or treating because
where you're college crime. And where it's at school and have fun.
Right. And then remember on the 8th to vote these Democrats out for the safety of your kids.
That's right.
Now we got a couple minutes left. Tomorrow is starts the last week of early voting. Go out there. If you see something, say something. Election integrity teams are out there everywhere. If you see something, report it. We'll come down, check it out. And if they did commit crime, they will be arrested, and the fraud will be discounted everywhere. In all 50 states.
Don't do it alone. Be with a buddy. If you see something,
bring
20. Go over there and take pictures.
Also, when you go
vote,
bring your neighbors, your buddies, your co-workers, everyone to the polls. Make sure they vote America First, Republican candidates. Vote for the interest, the pockets, the wallet, the store, the children. That's the thing, the economy, crime, immigration, drugs, fentanyl, parental rights, these are all kitchen table stuff, the price of food, price of gas. If you vote based on that, there'll be no Democrat winning any election anywhere. Vote Republican, vote America First candidates up and down the list, straight from school board to the governor's race across the country. And America will come back to what it's supposed to be. And that's important.
It'll begin the road of healing. We need to heal, folks. We need to put people in a job that care, that are us. People who are us. Everyday people. Not the elites that are there now. All they care about is power and money. And the people that are being elected don't care about power and money. They care about the country. They care about people.
Elected officials to understand that it's a family entity. They're not the parents. We are the parents. Our children came from us, not from a government. And that's why parental rights, if you support parental rights, you support the right to take care of your own children, you must vote Republican. Because the Democrats don't believe in that. They believe it's their children, not yours. And that's important. That's why parental rights are so big around the country.
And your 401k is disappearing. And the cost of food. It's insane. It's just insane.
So get out there and vote. Before we sign off, this week was Lee Greenwood's 80th birthday. So happy birthday to Lee Greenwood. He's the one that we play, that's the song that we play at the end of each show. And it's what the song that we play, that's played when Trump comes out and speeches.
Yes.
So it speaks.
Yes.
You know, God bless the USA.
Go vote. Everyone
go
vote.
Go vote.
And those people,
get out there,
vote.
Vote.
That's right.
Right.
Vote.
So,
vote red. Vote. Vote so you'll have more money in your pocket. Vote for your safety. Vote for your children's safety.
Vote.
And your grandchildren.
Vote for your children.
And your great-grandchildren. All the children and adults and the seniors. Okay? Vote.
Vote for your Constitution and the greatest country
yes.
in the world. We are that shiny light on the mountain. We are the most prosperous and generous nation on earth. We are the free nation. We are free, Florida. Vote accordingly. Vote for Ron DeSantis for governor. Vote for Marco Rubio for Senate. Vote for Ashley Moody for
Scotty Moore and Ashley Moody and Carla Spalding and Joe Budd. Vote.
Vote. Get out there. Bring 20, 30 people, 40 people. Get out there. You know, let's don't be complacent. Let's get out there and win this for our country, because if we don't stand up and
the
count now, because
the
you don't want this country to be...
It's being protected. It's
right.
not 2020. This is protected.
All right.
And I always
anyway,
tell the truth. Everyone, I'll be back Wednesday. This is Scarlett saying bye. God bless America. God bless everyone. And be safe tomorrow. Good night, all. Bye.
And before we say good night, just remember, vote as your freedom depends on it, because it does. Because you don't want to be the one that tells your grandchildren, I did nothing to prevent us from going communism. We need to be free. And we want our children and our great children to be free. And the only way you can do that, you have to defeat the Democrats. Pull them all out of office.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.